A lot of the folks, probably 80% of the folks that work in our sheltered workshop, live in group homes or ISLs. And so that would then force them to have full-time employment, full-time workers to care for them. But then again, those employees would also lose their Medicaid waiver, so then those homes would not get the money that they're getting. So it could end up being that they are turned out on the street. And this would affect over 5,000 Missourians and 150,000 disabled workers across the nation.